What is up, Raider Nation? Season's over. Raiders finished 8-9. You know, not as good as we wanted to finish, but the way that it started, it's better than it started. Let's just leave that there and say that. Ended on a high note, beat the Broncos, 4-year sweep. It feels good. I mean, it feels good. Look. People want to go out and say, oh, you guys beat Jared Stidham. Guess what? We beat Russell Wilson, too. Like, it don't matter. It doesn't matter who's out there. You put them in front of us, we're going to beat their ass. Now, I was supposed to have a co-host on here today. Right away, could not make it. But that's okay. I'm not going to give him a hard time. You know, I get it. Things happen. But we got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to get into. We have a lot to focus on. And the big focus today is going to be on Antonio Pierce. That's my coach. That's y'all's coach. That's the Raiders coach. That's the people's champ. Okay. This man embodies what it is to be a Raider. This man has the swagger. This man has the ability to motivate these players. This man has had this team commit the least amount of penalties. And now my camera decides it wants to fuck up again. You guys see me? You guys see me okay? Good. We're here. Chat, get active. Let's talk about it. We got AP to talk about. So, you know, obviously AP was named the interim coach halfway through the season after Josh McDaniels got fired after just abysmal performances week after week by the team. Poor decision making. I mean, you know, bringing in Jimmy Garoppolo instead of trading up to get CJ Stroud. And I know that they say that they tried to trade up. You didn't try hard enough. Because me, when I try something, if I really want it, I'm going to get it. That's just what it is. It's the power of swing. It's the power of speaking things into existence to manifesting. So they didn't want it bad enough. Whatever. Not being able to score in the red zone, those were some issues that we had. And, you know, we were told that Josh McDaniels was an offensive guru who could do that. Not being able to field defense wasn't playing as well in the beginning. Look at this defense now. This defense is a top 10 defense. I mean, we scored. The Raiders scored in back-to-back games defensively multiple times. Like, when was the last time y'all saw that? This defense is playing with fire and intensity. Patrick Graham has these guys going. Antonio Pierce has these guys motivated. You know, AP, man of the people, man of the nation, before the game, he comes out and, you know, stops and hugs about 45 Raider fans, gives love to the nation. You get, you know, after the game, fans are chanting his name. When have you ever heard fans chanting another Raiders coach's name? Another coach's name. We're going to get into it. Now, let's see what we got here. Let's hit the chat. Axel, am I going to the Raiders-Rams game next season? I don't know. Maybe. Probably. I should. Got a lot of friends down in LA. I would love to see y'all again. Got to hit up some spots. But yeah, I mean, I'm definitely down. I'm looking at for next season, I'm looking at the Saints and the Rams. Those be the two away games that I'm going to potentially make. Possibly Denver too, because I do got a lot of friends out in Denver as well. Sign Chris Jones, we get top five. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we got some money to spend next year. Get rid of Jimmy, you know, save some money there. You know, gotta pay Josh. That's a priority. We gotta fix up the defense too. That's a huge priority. I mean, defense doesn't have a problem, but there are areas that we can improve. One thing that I will say is I like the way that Tyree Wilson has been playing inside. When he plays defensive tackle, he plays with a different fire, different intensity. He's got one move right now, and it's a bull rush, but he does really well with that. So I'm excited to see his progression next year, especially, you know, after an offseason, a healthy offseason, hitting the weights, putting on a little bit of weight. You know, working with Max, getting going with that. So yeah, I'm fired up about that. Some other guys I'm fired up about are you know, just watching Max continue to progress and watching him continue to grow. Seeing Spillane take an offseason with this defense and getting everybody going. Sorry, I just had to share on Twitter real quick. Wherever you guys are at, make sure you like, you share, you comment. You know, you're active in the comments. If you're listening on the podcast, make sure you leave a 5-star review and drop a comment, because that's the only way that I know that I'm doing a good job. Like, that's the only way I get feedback from you guys. So, you know, if you can, just drop a comment, drop 5 stars. If you don't like it, get the fuck out. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Shout out to Steffi Smalls. I was on her show the other day. She got me on these high noons. They're pretty good. Not a paid endorsement. Not a paid endorsement. So Raider Nation, what's up? Let's talk. If y'all want AP, if you guys want AP to be the next head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, go ahead and put it in the chat. I want you guys to spam the chat right now with hire AP, because I'm going to get crazy with it. I'm going hard on this Antonio Pierce campaign. I'm going crazy on this Antonio Pierce campaign. We want Shiny Head Shug to be the next head coach. And I'm telling you, I'm going to make it known, and I'm going to be loud and proud about it. Call the Raiders headquarters. Bombard Mark Davis's phone lines and say, "Hey, let's hire AP." Because he's the guy. He's the guy that needs to be the coach. Antonio Pierce with Patrick Graham, with Max Crosby, with a real offensive coordinator, with a real quarterback. Like, let's do this. Let's get it going. I'm not lying. I'm telling you guys. Spam these motherfuckers. Spam them. Let's get crazy with it. Shit. Because, no, I don't want Bill Belichick. Look, Chris Jennings says, "I live in Boston. I'll think Bill Belichick's going to be the Raiders head coach." I don't want Bill Belichick. Keep that motherfucker away from my team. I don't need any more Patriot way. I don't need no Michigan way. Okay, I don't need that. Who's got it better than us? Nobody. Fuck that. We got a guy in the locker room right now who has the locker room, who has the fan base, who has all of Raider Nation just united. When was the last time you saw Raider Nation just fully united? I mean, look, we've been divided on so many things, on Derek Carr, on Jimmy Garoppolo, on Aiden O'Connell, on Khalil Mack, on so many things. But AP has everybody believing right now. AP has everybody believing in the Raiders. AP's got everybody just feeling Raiderish. Like, you know, the Usa say, "You feeling Usy, right?" I'm feeling AP, you know? But no, we got to get after it, man. Like, let's go. So let's let's go back into the game yesterday. Good game, hard-fought battle. Defense did what it was supposed to do. Offense put up points. Aiden O'Connell was looking pretty good after the after that first drive. Everybody got nervous. Saw Jimmy come in. They thought that Aiden got benched. He didn't get benched. He hurt his index finger. Came back and led the team to a victory. Now, the way the game ended was very similar to the Chargers game in 2019, I believe it was. The Thursday night game, last home game, last primetime game, I believe it was 2018, 2019, with Carl Joseph interception. Trayvon Merritt comes in with a sliding catch and gets the interception. The way this defense is going after the ball, I love it. I love it. We got ball hawks out there, and they're trying to make plays. And it's not like a Marcus Peters. I'm gonna try to get the ball, but if I can't get the ball, I ain't gonna do nothing. Nah, it's I'm gonna try to get the ball, and if I can't get the ball, I'm gonna rip your head off. These guys are going after it. They're going hard. Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, we gotta pray AP and Champ can draft. Well, we know they can get free agents because Jack Jones might be the signing of the year. I mean, the man came in and made an immediate impact. One-handed interception, pick six. Interception, pick six of Patrick Mahomes. He broke up that big touchdown pass in the end zone. All right, Marcus, you want to come on? Shoot me. Hold on. I'll send you something right now. Hold on. You want to come on? We can come on. I'll let you come on. We'll. Raider Nation, let's talk. Let's talk. Hold on a second. I'm going to bring Marcus on. Let him get in here. We'll let a couple people get up in here. See if Mike wants to come on too. Well, guys, while I'm doing this, make sure you share. Make sure you like. Make sure you comment. Make sure you subscribe. Let's get it going. Hold on a second. Let's see if Corey wants to come on too. I'm just gonna spam everybody. Spam the chat with higher AP. Hold on a second. I'm just gonna. What up, everybody? Hey, anybody that's coming in right now, just I'm sending some people to come in. So hold up. All right, we're back. We're back. Let's go. Raider Nation. So let's go through these comments here. We got, what up, Wombat? My boy right there. That's the Wombat. Inside joke. None of y'all know about it, but I'll tell you, it's hilarious. I'm going to hit it with a badger. Snake. We got, we manifest an AP and Chan Kelly. Raiders! Anybody who ain't down with AP can kick rocks. And that's the bottom line. Because Kenny King said so. And Anthony King said so. bring back Mac for a victory lap. Can you guys imagine? Picture this. Close your eyes. Visualize. Antonio Pierce, Max Crosby, Patrick Graham, Malcolm Kuntz, Khalil Mack. It's a beautiful thing. Bring on to the show right now. We'll bring on Marcus Patterson in just a second. We introduce him real quick and be like, what's up, bro? What's good? And let's switch. What's up, dog?
What's up, man?
Chilling, dog. Chilling. Just I'm on this hire AP train right now, trying to get everybody fired up to hire AP, get him going, get this team back to where, you know, it needs to be, and bring in the Raider mystique. What are your thoughts?
Hire the man. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, shit. It's a no brainer. I mean, this is really, it's really a no brainer. He's come in. He's changed the culture for the good. He's got the locker room fired up. He's got everybody, you know, he's got the fan base united. Like, Marcus, you've been on Twitter for a minute, just like me. Mm-hmm. And we see some shit on Twitter.
Yeah.
And like, when was the last time you saw the fan base truly united over one thing and excited about this team and not going back and forth arguing about something?
I would say that 2016 run.
Yeah.
It's been that long.
I mean, shit. I was saying earlier, like, this fan base has been divided on Derek Carr. It's been divided on John Gruden. It's been divided on Josh McDaniels, Jimmy G, Mark Davis, everything. You name it. This is the one time the fan base has been united and the fan base is fired up. And when have you ever seen the crowd chant for a coach?
Never. It's been right? A long time.
Not never.
Never, yeah.
Before look, everybody, yeah, people were fired up about Gruden, right? They were excited. A lot of people were excited that Gruden was back and, you know, he was at Ricky's and did all that thing and told all those lies that he was going to keep Khalil Mack and, you know, that he was going to keep Amari Cooper and you know, all that stuff. Sold us a bill of goods that was bullshit. But we actually have a coach that says what he means and doesn't sugarcoat shit. And I love that shit.
Do we keep Hunter Renfrow this year? Or do we stray away? You know, Trey Tucker looked amazing the last couple, you know, weeks of the season. Could he be our number three?
Yeah, so I mean, I look at it like this. I love Hunter. I think that great locker room guy, great player, you know, good third down guy. I think that, you know, you look at a team like New Orleans where he can reunite with Derek and where, you know, he had a ton of success. You know, Michael Thomas is probably going to want out, so they're going to have a little bit of openings in the receiver room. Do you get a third or fourth round pick for Hunter Renfrow? You know, and what could you parlay that into? Because we have to look at, you know, we're sitting at 13th. I think it's a coin flip for 12 or 13th in the draft. Obviously, we would love to move up and draft a Jaden Daniels, in my opinion. But if we can't, you know, what do you do? Do you trade Renfrow and try to get Justin Fields?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I could definitely see Renfrow getting shot.
Mm. I can see it. I can see him going to the Bears for like a Justin Fields type of deal. And then they get Caleb Williams or whoever they want to get. But right now we do need a quarterback. I love O'Connell, but he's not the guy for us.
He's not the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not the guy. I mean, look, great back. Yeah. That's what I've been saying. I've been saying the same shit. The man will be a great backup in this league. I believe that he does have the ability to be a starter in this league at some point in some place, but not with the Raiders. I do love the idea, though, of the Raiders being able to draft a quarterback and to us have two quarterbacks on rookie contracts to start, because that just – it frees up so much salary cap. Yeah, it frees up so much salary cap. So I'm all for that.
And then what do we do, you know, with our with Mike, was it Mike Epps? What his name is? What's his name?
Marcus Epps.
Marcus.
You're thinking of 15, 35, 48. 45, 47.
What do we do with him? Like, he played terrible the last couple weeks, man. And
yeah,
he looks, I don't know if he looks lost or he just, I mean, some plays he looks decent, some other plays he's getting burnt. It's just like, man, like, you're very inconsistent. And then they're coming from, you know, an Eagles team that is very good on defense. It's just like, we thought we were bringing somebody in, you know, to do that kind of same thing, be a leader, but he's not that leader that we're looking for, you know, in the secondary.
Right. I think he made Trayvon Merrick a lot better. I mean, he was good. He was good for the development of Trayvon Merrick. But I'm curious to see Chris Smith and what Chris Smith can do. You know, we drafted the guy to play safety. He was obviously supposed to be the guy to potentially replace Marcus Epps. Let's see what he can do. Let's let the kid play. We got Styles in here and said, this is better than 2016 Raider Twitter, and 26 Raider Twitter was hella hype. That's right. Look, we lost some fans from 2016. RIP to the fallen soldiers who decided to go to the sucker side. But you know, 2023, 2024 Raider Twitter has been hype. And it goes out to the OGs who have been, you know, putting in work out there, just, you know, with the crazy ass tweets. And obviously shout out to all the content creators who are, you know, doing all their stuff. Let's see. Randy says, if Hunter Renfrow money makes sense, I'd love to keep him for the team continuity. Absolutely. I mean, look, if the dollars make sense, and he would have to take a pay cut, in my opinion, because the production isn't at the level that it was in 2021. He's not the number one receiver anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, if he takes a pay cut, sure. If he wants to get traded, that's fine. Like, he's a guy that I will always root for because he never did anything wrong. Like, he had a couple of fumbles that cost games, but whatever. But, you know, one, he was dead to the world. He got knocked the fuck out. And so he's a guy that I will never, like, I won't speak bad on. Like, Hunter's good in my book, just like Foster Moreau and Alec Ingold. Like, those guys will forever be Raiders in my book. Let's see. What's Lowe saying? Let him go. He's a good team guy, but he has not had a great year. Fair.
Yeah, I mean, it was more, you know, Josh McDaniels taking him away from the offense, really. You know, Renfrow get the job done. He just, you know, McDaniels had his own scheme of, we're going to take Renfrow out of the game. And, you know, we never really saw him. At first, I thought it was just Renfrow not wanting to play. But come to find out, it was really McDaniels, you know, trying to trade him or do whatever to, you know, have the quote-unquote Patriot way. And now he's jobless.
I ain't sad either. Lowe's has a good point. Polamau is a baller. Polamau is a baller. It's funny because, you know, I usually have Dustin from the Raider Way on the pod, and he's been a huge Polamau guy ever since last season. And he was like, watch, he's going to have a breakout year. And he did. I mean, he made big plays early in the season. He made some big plays yesterday. So he's another guy that looks like he could take over that spot if Smith isn't ready.
Yeah.
We got higher AP saying, let's figure out coach and GM. Well, I already know who I want.
Oh, definitely.
Champ Kelly, Antonio Pierce, 2024. That's what I want.
And get a quarterback in the draft, man. Oh. The rejoice.
Speaking of which, I got somebody saying, where is it? Let me find the comments here, because that takes me to our next point. Okay, first and foremost, I have to say this one. Top five of the world, Craig.
Top fly of the world, not the city, the world.
The world, Craig. Let's see. Jan Kelly's getting an interview in Carolina.
Yeah, I saw that.
They would be crazy to not take him. Mm-hmm. But I think that, you know, Mark would be crazy to not take him as well. So I know I saw that. Hold on. I got somebody told me that the Raiders are also interviewing Bengals senior personnel executive Trey Brown. And so, you know, the Bengals have drafted really well. And,
definitely.
You know, if Champ is not available, then Trey Brown will be an excellent pickup, you know, and still fulfills our manifest destiny of having a black GM. And look, I don't care. It's the best man at the job, but
yeah, of course. For
the culture to have a black female president, a black head coach, a black GM, a black DC, like
a black
that
quarterback.
Shit means something. A black quarterback, like that means something. And it's when we say this shit, it's not about race. It's about the culture. It's about the Raider way. It's about what Al Davis would have done because it was the right way, not because it was the Rooney way. Like that's what we talk about when we talk about it. Everybody's like, oh, it's not a race thing. It's not a race thing. It's just unless you're a person of color, you can't really understand.
Yeah. They just, oh, because you got the black kids want a black. No. We're not talking about race. Never about race. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. But what do we do going forward defensive wise to get Max help? That is my biggest what if for 2024. Like, do we draft, you know, quarterback first round and then just go all defense? Or do we try to bring free agents in? You know, like definitely Max to get help. You know, Kuntz is a baller. You know, and then Tyree balled out last couple games. But, you know, we still need that other star on the other side, you know, to get Max the help.
Well, a couple of things that I look at is you have Kuntz who stepped up in his play and has been playing great. You give him an offseason working with Max. Tyree get an offseason working with Max. These guys, they're going to improve. Mm-hmm. Now, you have a guy down in L.A. Who has a large contract. And they may want to move on from that contract because, you know, they have a bunch of contracts that they have coming up and they got a new head coach that's going to be coming in and they may want to change some things. This guy is familiar with the Raiders. He's familiar with, you know, with the nation. A fan favorite. Most of us have his jersey and would be probably ecstatic to rejoin the team and pair with Max Crosby. Because, you know, he enjoyed being a Raider. He didn't want to get traded. He just wanted to be respected. And the coach before did not respect him. I feel like the coach, if AP gets the job, will highly respect him. That man I'm talking about is Khalil Mack.
Oh, I know that, you know.
Yeah, I had to build it up for the fans.
Imagine Khalil Mack, Kuntz in the D tackle. Tyree and D tackle, and then Max Crosby on the other end. Man, you got to block somebody. You got to double team somebody.
That NASCAR package would go crazy.
It would definitely.
That NASCAR package. Like, we thought that Bruce Irvin and Khalil Mack were going to be like what Kuntz and Crosby have been. Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa would be, or Khalil Mack and Max Crosby would be what people thought Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa was going to be. See, the difference is we have a crazy white boy that doesn't care.
No.
And like Max is built different. Like Max just, I don't know what goes through. And I talk to him sometimes and I don't know what goes through his head, but the man is just different. Like he knows no quit. Like he's like, I'm going to go 100 miles an hour, every single play, every single down, every single day. Even in practice, I don't care if my knee's about to fall off. Like, I'm going to play.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and
is different.
Yeah, I never seen that. Like, watching, playing football all my life, watching football, studying football, I've never really seen a player with a high drive every single play, every single game, every single down. You know, he'll blow out his whole both knees and try to tape him up. Hey, I'm going back out there, coach. You know, like he has
that
really
the Raider.
That Mamba mentality. Like, I'm not going to quit. I'm here to play forever. Let's go get some wins. Let's go get a Super Bowl. Like Max Crosby, I'll get your name tatted on me. That's how much, you know. Like, you're really are what the Raiders were looking for.
Yeah.
Like, we thought Khalil Farrell were going to be, you know, type of another big mistake. But, you know, that guy, if we could redo that draft, we took Max Crosby number four that year, I wouldn't be mad.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, I talk about this a lot. Is if you look at the past, like, seven picks that the Raiders have, first-round picks, only one's panned out. Only one has panned out. And that's Josh Fuck You Jacobs.
It's unfortunate, too, because, you know, Henry Ruggs would have panned out, but, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff happened, and, you know, and he did some stuff, and it is what it is. But going to the Josh Jacobs subject, is he going to be a Raider next year?
I think so. I think, and before I jump the gun on that, it all depends. And this is for a couple of guys on the roster, a couple of superstars on the roster. I think it all depends on who is the coach. Oof. And I think if AP is there, if AP is there, then Josh is back. Devontae's here. You know, we keep a lot of guys. And I think that also free agency is going to go crazy because guys will want to play there. Guys will want to play for him.
The players, because he loves the players more than he loves anybody else. But yeah, I was telling my boy this too. If AP stays, Josh Jacobs stays. If AP, you know, was let go, unfortunately, I think Devontae asked for a trade. Josh Jacobs not coming back. You know, Max can be real upset. Like, Mark Davis has to listen to the players. Like, hey, we want him. You know, I saw the video last night when AP was talking. You know, he had Marcus Allen in there. He had Charles Woodson in the locker room. You know, they looked excited. Like, this man is a Raider.
Yeah.
And I wish he was our coach for the last, you know, 10-year contract. I would have been mad. You know, at first I'd have been like, ah, it's whatever. But he's winning games, changed the culture so quickly. Brought that to the Raider Nation. Can't hate the man.
Nah. I like what he's done. Mm-hmm. I was watching yesterday and, like, watching him run off the field. And I got this feeling, like, I was like, this dude could win a Super Bowl for us. Like, this dude could really, like, I had that feeling, like, and I haven't felt that way in probably since 2016. I was like, yo, he could really win a Super Bowl for us. Like, real talk.
Oh, man, that'd be crazy. If he brought a Super Bowl to Vegas, I don't know how I'd act. I'd act so wild. But, yeah.
Bro, obnoxious. I'm obnoxious when we beat the Chiefs. Like, I'm obnoxious when we beat the Chargers.
Yeah.
Like, and imagine how obnoxious I would be if we won a Super Bowl.
They'd have to kick me on Twitter. Hey, man, you got to go. Leave for the year, come back later. Okay, I'm fine. I got a Super Bowl, you know, under my belt. But, yeah, he definitely changed the culture, you know, with it being there for a short period of time. And I love every minute of it, you know. It had me excited watching Raider games again. You know, like, damn, like, we're losing, but we're all, you know, we're still in the game. Our defense, I haven't seen a defense like that since early 2000s, maybe 2016. Yep. We had a decent defense, but, you know, intercepting, you know, our defense is scoring points. I haven't seen that, and I don't know how much consistently, too, not just like one game here, one game. No, it's consistently.
Jack, you know what's funny is that we've said, and I don't mean to cut you off, but we've always said, like, if we can just get a middle of the road defense, mm-hmm. and now we got a good defense. Mm-hmm. It's not elite yet. We have elite players.
Yeah,
it's not elite yet, but it has the ability to be an elite defense.
Mm-hmm. Like I say, give me that 2000s Ravens defense where people feared us. Yeah. You go out it, and we don't want to run the ball. Cause I don't want to play against him. Max Crosby already does that game. You give him some help on the other side of somebody fears him. Man, we looking good. You know, our linebackers, Diablo, I like him, but I think we should. I don't know what we should do with him. You know, like he's hit or miss sometimes. Robert, yeah. I like Robert, a baller, you know. But Diablo, I think if we can go get like a Patrick Queen this offseason, I don't know if he re-signed or not, but somebody that can, you know, lead us and stuff like that. But we're looking good, so we're on the right path. We got to, you know, if we have a good draft and we keep AP, man, we're going to head in the right direction of, you know, winning the AFC West, you know, playing in the playoffs, playoff games, you know, eventually taking it down to Super Bowl, you know, hopefully 2026, the Raiders can go play in Santa Clara, win a Super Bowl there. That would bring tears to my eyes if that were to happen.
Yeah, because it's likely that the Niners will be playing the Super Bowl in our house, so it'd be nice to play the Super Bowl in their house.
Play in our house, but they lose.
It would be beautiful.
But we're headed in the right direction, you know. I just hope Mark makes the right decision and keeps AP. We can keep Champ Kelly.
Yeah.
A beautiful draft and be, you know, happy to be, you know, a Raider fan. I haven't been happy to be a Raider fan the last couple of years, you know, but we're headed in the right direction. Like, hey, I'm a Raider fan now. Let's go, you know. We got AP. We got Devontae. We got Max.
Yeah. We get
Aiden Daniels or Caleb Williams come in, you know, would be amazing, you know.
Yeah, and the reason I like Jaden Daniels so much is just because of the AP connection. Caleb, obviously, he's going to go first overall. I don't know what it's going to cost to go first overall, but that's going to be that would be a huge, huge move, and that would obviously take
a lot.
Probably a lot, mm-hmm. But, you know, if you sit there 2, 3, 4, excuse me, there's more of an opportunity there. And so Jaden Daniels would be that good pick. He'd be the guy that, you know, reunite with AP. Hopefully you have the Jack Jones type experience where, you know, he just comes in and is motivated and lights it up. But yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm fired up. Once again, before I end this, want everybody to spam the chat with hire AP. Everybody go ahead and call Raiders HQ. I'm not joking. Call Raiders HQ. Tell them that you want to talk to Mark Davis. Tell them if they say you can't talk to Mark Davis, tell them you want to leave a message for Mark Davis and say hire AP.
Hire AP.
On Twitter, on IG, on TikTok. Everybody who's active,
tag them.
Share, like, tag the Raiders. Say hire AP. Because we're going grassroots on this one, because I feel like that's the best way to go is grassroots, and I'm going to be campaigning for this man. So Raider Nation, once again, like, share, subscribe, follow me, follow Marcus. Marcus, tell them where you're at.
I am King Marcus 408 on Twitter. Follow me, I'll follow you back. I talk a lot of shit about the Raiders, but I love them. And that's it. I tweet about my family, I tweet about food, you know. I'm a big guy.
Hey, Marcus. Marcus got bars. Marcus got bars. He can cook. He can cook. My guy can drink. But he throws down. He throws down on the grill. But guys, give Marcus a follow. Make sure you follow me. If you're not following me, why are you even here? Like, share, subscribe. Listen to the podcast and leave 5 stars. And don't forget to hire AP.
Hire AP. Hire Chap Kelly. Let's get the ball rolling. 2024 Raiders.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, Access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.